And now, Stein Online presents Mark Stein's Song of the Week.
Hey, welcome to another of our occasional audio editions of our weekly song celebrations, this week marking the 80th birthday of a Cole Porter standard.
The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's the quintessential playfulness of Cole Porter, introduced to the world 8 decades ago on October 29th, 1936, and sung through the years.
The night is young, skies are clear, and if you wanna go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's lovely.
That's Ella taking Cole Porter's advice and letting herself go. It's De Lovely comes from a Broadway show that opened at the Alvin Theatre in New York at the end of October 1936, called Red Hot and Blue. That's a hit title, but it wasn't a hit show. For one thing, the elements didn't gel. Starting with the stars, Jimmy Durante and Ethel Merman squabbled over who should get top billing, a dispute that was eventually resolved by having their names run diagonally across the poster. Jimmy from top left to bottom right, Ethel from bottom left to top right, a painstakingly negotiated compromise, further refined by having Jimmy's head at top left and Ethel's alongside it, but slightly higher. You can see the resulting poster at Stein Online. It was all a lot of wasted effort because within a couple of years it was the third billed performer, Bob Hope, who'd become indisputably the biggest star. Beyond all that, the plot of the show was the usual thing, the story of a widowed manicurist, Nails O'Reilly, trying to track down an ex-con's old girlfriend who can be identified very precisely because she once sat on a hot waffle iron and as a result has a very unique, I suppose today we'd call it a tramp stamp, I guess. Cole Porter didn't really respond to this plot, and you can't blame him. As I said, Red Hot and Blue is a hit title, and in a better temper, Porter might have written a cracking title song, but not this time. What else is in the score? Well, there's a number called A Hymn to Hymen, which isn't a hit title. This, though, is classic Cole, a torch ballad for penthouse loneliness, down in the depths on the 90th floor. Here's Lisa Stansfield, a big British pop star in the 80s and 90s, getting a piece of the standards action.
With a million neon rainbows burning below me, and a million blazing taxis raising a roar, here I sit above the town in my pepper-plated gown, down in the depths on the 90th floor. While the crowds in all the nightclubs punish the parking, and the bars are packed with couples calling for more. down to the depths on the '94.
That's a terrific Porter lyric, which Miss Stansfield updates a little for the 90s. It was originally "While the Crowds at El Morocco Punish the Parquet," a line that sums up Manhattan nightlife in the 1930s. Many years ago, I met Joy Behar, the comedienne and co-host of The View, and she said to me, "You seem like the kind of guy who punishes the parquet." And I was never able to figure out quite what she meant, or even whether it was a compliment or a dig. But I did appreciate that Cole Porter allusion. What with all the parquet and penthouses, though, Porter was worried that his work was becoming a bit too rarefied for mass appeal. And "Down in the Depths," as brilliant as it is an example of that. It's a love song for the man or woman who has everything, everything except love. But if you're a waitress listening to the radio in a roadhouse in 1936, it didn't strike much of a chord. This was the one that caught the public fancy. There were no cast albums in those days, so we don't have Ethel Merman and Bob Hope singing it together as they did on stage. But here's Merm solo with a verse about singing a verse.
"I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the tin antithesis of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. Me, 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 re, 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 re. Do, sol, mi, do, la, si. Take it away, oh, the night is young. The skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, for so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely."
"Delovely" is a neologism, but a delightfully delicious one, a kind of heightened loveliness. Cole Porter liked a nice "and then I wrote" anecdote as much as any songwriter, and he told two versions of how this song was born. In the first version, he was on a world tour, and he happened to be in Java with his pals Monty Woolley and the playwright Moss Hart. And they'd just been served that famous Eastern delicacy, the mangosteen, and were all enjoying it. And Moss Hart remarked, "It's delightful," and Cole chipped in with, "It's delicious," and Monty Woolley closed the deal by saying, "It's lovely." And there came the title of the song. As I said, that was one version of the story. The other version, he told, in 1935, he and his wife Linda, and again Monty Woolley, were at sea and approaching the harbour of Rio de Janeiro at dawn. And he and Linda had risen especially for the event, but Monty Woolley had stayed up all night and was somewhat the worse for wear, thanks to whiskey and soda. And as they stood on the bow of the boat, Cole exclaimed, "It's delightful." Linda Porter followed with, "It's delicious." And a very happy and woozy Monty Woolley said, "It's lovely." So you can pick which version of those you prefer, whether it was born in a bar in Java or shipboard at dawn approaching Rio de Janeiro. And in both cases, it was Monty Woolley who coined the neologism, and Cole Porter found it too good to pass up. Frank Sinatra, as you'll know from our Sinatra centenary celebrations, became a good friend of Cole Porter's, and many Porter songs Sinatra memorably recorded and sang for decades. "I've Got You Under My Skin," "I Get a Kick Out of You," "Night and Day," but not "It's Delovely." There were no studio recordings, but there was one radio performance on a show called Broadway Bandbox in 1943. Here's young Frank in a tender romantic duet with Milton Berle.
Really, before I go, will you do me a favor? No kidding, will you?
If I can, sure.
Well, look, I didn't tell you about it, but my little niece, Frank, she's crazy about you, and you know what would really make a very big hit with her?
What?
If I...
What? I said what?
Sound like Crosby with a cold. I'll tell you what you could do. Look, if I could sing a song with you...
With me? You mean a duet?
Yeah.
It would really make her happy, huh?
I'll say it would. It really would.
Well, let's do it. What do we sing?
Well, how about Cole Porter's It's the Lovely? How about that?
Swell, and I got an idea. We'll do it 50-50. A line apiece. First, I'll sing a line, then you sing one.
Yeah, that's good. 50-50?
Yeah, 50-50.
Gee, that's great of you, Frank. A duet. We'll sing it together. Oh, this is the greatest moment of my life. Singing with Sinatra. Oh.
Mr. Scott, some appropriate music, please. Are you ready,
Mr.? Oh, I'm all ready. Oh, singing with Sinatra.
The night is long, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear,
it's
delightful,
it's
delicious,
it's
the lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I.
It's
delightful,
it's
delicious,
it's
the lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself
go.
So please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me,
it's
delightful,
it's
delicious,
it's
delectable,
it's
delirious,
it's
dilemma,
it's
the limit,
it's
deluxe,
it's
the lovely.
Frank Sinatra with Milton Berle, taking out just enough to win, if you know your Milton Berle legends. It's. Anybody out there still driving a DeSoto? If so, you may remember this commercial.
DeSoto and the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America.
The most exciting car today is now delighting the far highway. It's the lovely, it's the magic, it's DeSoto.
That campaign worked so well that a couple of years later, 1961, they discontinued the car entirely. It's the lovely, it's dynamic, it's DeSoto. And that's a better fit than the one 7-Up tried in the 70s. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's de sugar-free. Leave the neologisms to Cole Porter, I say. Like many of his songs, there are multiple choruses of this one, and they don't always get an airing. So a few years ago, for a Mark Stein Christmas show, my pal Jessica Martin and I decided to take a crack, not at the full text, we'd be here all night for that, but at the bulk of it, at the preponderance of it. And we did two attempts at the song. I've never been a great fan of the verses, so we cut them down to one verse and stuck it in the middle. And I still didn't like it because we took it a bit slow. So we had another crack at it, speeding up the little bit of a verse we do and getting it out of the way. And in lieu of the verse, we slowed down the first couple of lines of the chorus to serve as an introduction to the song. And we get a little... improvisatory toward the end of it. So here's me and Jessica live from a couple of years back, and Jeff Eales at the piano will usher us in.
The night is young,
the skies are clear,
so if you want to go walking, dear,
it's delightful,
it's delicious,
it's lovely.
I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance.
You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low,
let yourself go.
So please be sweet, my chickadee.
And when I kiss you, just say to me,
it's delightful,
it's delicious,
it's delectable,
it's delirious,
it's dilemma,
it's delimit,
it's deluxe,
it's delovely.
Time marches on, and soon it's plain,
you've won my heart.
And I've lost my brain.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
Life seems so sweet that we decide it's in the bag to get unified.
It's delightful,
delicious,
lovely.
See the crowd in that church.
See the proud parson plopped on his perch.
Get the sweet beat of that organ sealing our doom.
Here goes the groom.
How they cheer
and how they smile
as we go galloping down the aisle. It's divine, dear.
It's divine, dear.
It's de wunderbar.
It's de victory.
It's de vala.
It's divina.
It's de voix.
It's de lovely.
The knot is tied, and so we take a few hours off to eat wedding cake.
It's delightful. It's delicious. It's lovely.
Oh, leave some to me. It feels so fine to be a bride. And how's the groom?
He's slightly fried.
It's delightful.
It's delicious.
It's lovely.
Ladies and gentlemen, I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse.
This verse you've started seems to me the tin antithesis of melody. So spare us all the pain, just skip the darn thing and sing the refrain.
Well, give me the note.
Me, 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 me.
Got it. You, 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 you.
No, no, like this. Do, so, mi, do, la, si.
Ah, hopty doodle doodle. We're on the crest.
We have no cares.
We're just a couple of honey bears.
It's delightful.
It's delicious.
It's lovely.
To the pop of champagne, off we hop in our plush little plank, till a bright light through the darkness cozily calls.
Niagara Falls, all's well, my love.
Our day's complete.
And what a beautiful bridal suite.
It's dreamy.
It's rosy.
It's reverie.
It's rhapsody.
It's regal.
It's royal.
It's Ritz.
It's lovely.
We settle down as man and wife
to solve the riddle of married life.
It's delightful.
It's delicious.
It's delectable.
It's delirious.
It's diluvial.
Diluvial? Are you sure that's right?
Oh, yeah. Like, you're so deliberative.
You're delusional.
You're delayable.
You're delousable.
You're deletable.
You're deliquescent.
Yeah, but only around you.
You're delightful.
You're delicious.
You're delectable.
You're delirious.
Your dilemma.
You're the limit.
You're deluxe.
You're delightfully. A song from Me to You. Words and music by Cole Porter. Thank you, Miss Jessica Martin, and thank you too to Kevin Amos for arranging and conducting that wild ride for me. It's a rather tricky middle section, and I was clinging on for dear life toward the end there, but I hope you enjoyed it, and happy 80th birthday to a fun song. I was once with Paul Simon, as in Bridge Over Troubled Water, You Can Call Me Al, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, and we touched on Cole Porter. And he said, we don't define sophistication that way anymore. We don't think clever rhymes are, as he put it, the top or de lovely. Using those references somewhat sardonically, I felt. But 80 years on, it remains an exemplary specimen of a classic Broadway show tune. And whatever you feel about it, de lovely has outlasted De Soto by half a century, which isn't bad. We'll see you next time.
Mark Stein's Song of the Week is a production of Mark Stein Enterprises. All rights reserved.